אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam.
אנחנו נמצאים בכותרת.
The peace article. We are in the subtitle, necessity to practice caution with the laws of nature.
מאמר השלום, בעל הסולם, כותרת.
The peace article by Baal HaSulam, subtitle, the necessity to practice caution with the laws of nature. We can all plainly see that the human species must lead a social life, meaning we cannot exist and sustain ourselves without the help of society. Therefore, imagine an event where one who retires from society to a desolate location and lives there a life of misery and great pain due to his inability to provide for his needs. That person would have no right to complain about providence of his fate. And if that person were to do that, meaning complain and curse his bitter fate, he would only be displaying his stupidity. For while providence has prepared for him a comfortable, desirable place in society, he has no justification to retire from it to a desolate place. Such a person must not be pitied, since he goes against the nature of creation, since he has the option to live as providence has ordered him. He should not be pitied. That sentence is agreed upon by all of humanity without dispute. And I can add and establish it on a religious basis and give it such a form. Since providence extends from the Creator, who undoubtedly has a purpose in his actions, since no one acts without a purpose, we find that anyone who breaks a law from the laws of nature, that he has imprinted in us, corrupts the purposeful aim, because the purpose is undoubtedly built over all the laws of nature, none excluded. Just as a clever worker will not add or subtract even a hair's breadth of the necessary actions to attain the goal. He who spoils even a single law harms and damages the purposeful aim that the Creator has set and will therefore be punished by nature. Hence, we too, creatures of the Creator, must not pity him because he desecrates the laws of nature and defiles the purpose of the Creator. That, I believe, is the form of the sentence. And I believe that it is not a good idea for anyone to contradict this form that I gave, that I have given to the sentence, since the words of the sentence are one. For what is the difference if we say that the supervisor is called nature, meaning mindless and purposeless, or saying that the supervisor is wondrously wise, knowing, feeling, and has a purpose in his actions? In the end, we all admit and agree that we are obliged to observe the commandments of providence, meaning the laws of nature. And we all admit that one who breaks the commandments of providence, meaning the laws of nature, should be punished by nature and must not be pitied by anyone. Thus, the nature of the sentence is the same, and the only difference is the motive. They maintain that the motive is necessary, and I maintain that it is purposeful. To avoid having to use both tongues from now on, one, nature, two, a supervisor, between which, as I have shown, there is no difference. Regarding the following of the laws, it is best for us to agree and accept the words of the Kabbalists that Hateva, nature, has the same numerical value in Hebrew as Elohim, God, 86. Then I will be able to call the laws of God nature's commandments, or vice versa. The commandments of Elohim as the laws of nature, for they are one and the same, and we need not discuss further. Now, it is vitally important for us to examine nature's mitzvot, commandments, to know what it demands of us, lest it would mercilessly punish us. We have said that nature obliges humankind to lead a social life. And this is simple. But we need to examine the commandments that nature obliges us to observe in that respect, meaning with respect to the social life. In general examination, we find that there are only two commandments to follow in society. These can be called, one, reception, and two, bestowal. This means that each member must, by nature, receive his needs from society and must benefit society through his work for its well-being. And if one breaks one of those two commandments, he will be mercilessly punished. We need not excessively examine the commandment of reception, since the punishment is carried out immediately, which prevents any neglect. But the other commandment of bestowal upon society, not only is the punishment not immediate, but it is given indirectly. Therefore, this commandment is not properly observed. Thus, humanity is being fried in a heinous turmoil, and strife and famine and their consequences have not ceased thus far. The wonder about it is that nature, like a skillful judge, punishes us according to our development, For we can see that to the extent that humankind develops, the pains and torments obtained our sustenance and existence also multiply. Thus, you have a scientific empirical basis that His providence has commanded us to observe with all our might the commandment of bestowal upon others in utter precision, in such a way that no member from among us would work any less than the measure required to secure the happiness of society and its success, as long as we are ideal performing it to the fullest. Nature will not stop punishing us and take its revenge. And besides the blows that we suffer today, we must also consider the drawn sword for the future. The right conclusion must be drawn that nature will ultimately defeat us, and we will all be compelled to join hands in following its commandments with all the measure required of us.
If there are questions, please. I think that here we actually have a summary of all our work and all our efforts and the entire demand on behalf of the Upper One and all our demands towards Him. Please.
Tel Aviv 4.
תודה רב. אנחנו כל הזמן לומדים שבורא הוא טוב ומטיב.
We learned that the Creator is the good that does good and the merciful.
זה לא עכשיו.
That's not now.
לא עכשיו לפי הרגשתנו.
That's not now according to our feeling, but rather according to His goal.
אז איך אנחנו, כי גם פה...
So how can we, because also here he writes it, that there's no mercy. Meanwhile, of course there's no mercy. You remember yourself when you came back from school and used to curse the entire school and the teacher and everyone for pressuring you, that you don't want to do anything that they're demanding. Well,
as
yeah, I remember. So how can we adapt ourselves to this state of development?
Well,
try. Say that you're a child, first, second, third grade, and you want to justify the school. What would you do? You don't know what you're acquiring by continuing this way. You don't know what forces you can receive in order to continue. You have nothing along the way that can justify the path itself. What to do?
So
really, what to do? Because we see that everything that we do is, there really is no mercy. Nature punishes us for everything.
Yes,
so that's our attitude towards the Creator in accordance with how we are in our evangelization that is only in us. How we receive Him, accept Him. Yes? Oh, what to do? So how can we come out of such a state? We don't see anything else from it.
Poor thing. No, we need to receive guidance from the sages of Kabbalah and to say that this state is not the final state, but rather it's along the way and we need to receive it and continue onwards all the way to the north.
And what is the victory?
The win, the triumph is where we take the will to receive that we were born with and invert it by the upper force, which is called the nature in truth, the creator in gematria, in numeric value is nature, is the nature. And we're receiving it correctly of bestowal and love and connection.
First of all, it's really an amazing part. He said for four times, he said that you won't be merciful for the ones that isn't performing the commandments. So what does it mean that he's not merciful? It's externally, internally, what does he mean? And why not to be merciful? Because we read that a person's confused and doesn't know when he's performing things or not. So what does it mean not to be merciful?
Well, say you have a family and everyone has mercy on their child, both the father and the mother, and they don't obligate him to scrutinize and carry out the commands of the teacher that's giving them homework.
No,
well, so what to do?
So how does it work in a tent? If a friend doesn't come to the lesson or doesn't perform the commandments in the tent, how are we not to be merciful for him?
You need to gradually show him that, that this is not acceptable upon you and to obligate him this way to receive upon himself, to take upon himself what appears to you as correct. If he wants to be in the ten, he must accept the laws of the ten. That's it.
Yes, Michael.
About accepting laws in the ten, there's surrendering towards the ten and connecting with the friends in the ten. Can I subjugate myself without being connected to the friends as a first state at least?
How? Towards what are you subduing yourself?
Towards what the ten decides.
But you're connected to them. How do you know?
I'm saying, does it mean that in order to be subjugated to the ten, I have to be connected to them?
Yes, of course. Otherwise, there's no connection between you.
And if we have this connection and I am connected, so is the subjugation important or specifically is the connection more important?
Only the subjugation. Only the subjugation.
Beseder.
Okay.
How
can I teach myself to be afraid of it? People aren't afraid of anything, not commandments, not laws. People do whatever they want.
Because
we're coming close to such a state in human society where people are not afraid of anything, they don't want to accept anything. To their attention. They have no limitations and no guidances that they're willing to work with. There is, and that's what will be. What I have now is good for me. And that's it. And later, whatever will be. In essence, it's very close to the providence of the Creator. But the wrong governance. Let's see. Yes.
So what can I do? How to learn and teach? So he said not to be afraid of anything that they know, but it's going to be worse, so what do you do?
Consciously observe the commands of the Creator, Mr. Kalchiko. Is that not clear?
To
consciously fulfill the commands of the Creator. Or not, but nevertheless observe these things as you're close.
After 20 years, it's clear, but how to explain it to people?
People, it's a problem. To explain this to people is hard. You say you're dealing with it for 20 years, I'm dealing with it for 40 years. And you could say with the same results.
Well,
we will later discover from the Creator how He appreciates the work and our efforts and our lives altogether.
PT 24. Thank you, Rav. A person is the will to receive, and whoever changes nature from bestow can get joy from it, and that's only in Kabbalists. But whoever hasn't changed his nature and remained, all of humanity remaining in their original nature, so they'll never be able to accept this law of bestow because they'll be in suffering. It'll always be coercion.
Yes.
So how can there be a state that the masses will take upon themselves in any way this law of bestow, because they're just suffering?
Through the suffering.
But they're going to remain in the suffering. Their tendency will always want to be to come out of it because they're suffering.
No, but they will want to run away from the suffering. And that's how they will have to run away from the in order to receive.
It's like now, there's trouble, so people are leaning towards bestow, but with God's help, the trouble will go away and they'll go back to their nature. How can they constantly be adhered to the quality of bestow? Because once the suffering is done, their nature is going to obligate them to go back into reception.
I would recommend to all of you to enter into a workshop. What exercise can you give to all of humanity, all of humanity, including all the people, all the parties, no matter what and who, that such that they will understand that they have no choice but to conclude in a certain way with all the suffering?
What
everyone feels, only each in his own. I, because I didn't kill him, he, because he didn't kill me, all of us together, we're not stealing this and like this and like that. In short, we are all in a complete lack of wholeness. How can we depict to ourselves that we come to equilibrium, to the middle line here, and to a good state? Please. Talk about it between you.
It's very hard to explain this to people. Everybody thinks that they're right, they're okay, and everybody's guilty about everything except for themselves. I don't know how to explain this. It's unexplainable.
Okay. Well,
I would do this exercise at the end of the day, every day, to collect all of humanity, read an excerpt from Psalms, embrace and do a l'chaim with a short little meal.
I would come from a different direction because today's society is saying, I don't need society. It's a burden. I'm just paying taxes, doing everything, and not getting anything from society. So it's opposite than what Baal HaSulam said in the beginning. We have to see we need the social life, and only from there we can reach a certain need to understand. So then the commandments, receiving, bestowing, I tried to bring an exercise that people would really feel dependent on the help of society.
First of all, it's very powerful what's happening right now that we're thinking about this. What an exercise we want to give humanity. And this exercise heals. It's a medicine
that
connects and awakens and lets us feel an understanding what's happening in reality. But what exactly am I? I'm closer to what Yehuda said. It's simply ancient and there's plenty to rely upon.
Exercise. First of all, it's not one exercise. You probably need many, but one of them could be not to agree with one another, but not also not to agree to hate each other. That it's okay that we don't agree with their opinions. Each one thinks you have to lead the country in a different way. Each one thinks that the other is mistaking. That's fine. But not what isn't fine is that we're drawn after our desires of hatred. And that we need to make sure that that doesn't exist, that from the inside, there's still a respectful attitude towards one another. I don't agree, but I respect.
And maybe from this direction to try to explain that the whole perception of reality, that humanity or a person sees, is all incorporated in one person. And the hatred that is that's within me is the hatred which, if I can't cover the deficiency, I overcome above it, then this is what I'm seeing in the whole world, to try to maybe benefit and explain to him that he must maybe do something individually inside of him, his sharpness, and to try to adhere with love to the other and rise above the inclination by which he'll be able to save the current situation. It's challenging.
It seems that the Creator is doing such an exercise with humanity all the time. We just don't see it and don't know that that's what's happening. So first we have to show that here, look what's going on. We have to see that their exercise is being done on us. Second, is maybe us as humanity, we shouldn't stand the control and suffering that one is causing the other. Just not accept it that someone is causing suffering to one another.
I thought of such an exercise where each which starts with not critiquing others, but rather only upon himself, meaning what he's not okay and where his responsibility is upon what's happening in his environment, outside, in the world. It's the best thing he can do. And to see how the environment changes. And now he does take responsibility for himself and thinks of how to correct himself.
Like Baal HaSulam writes, that I look at the suffering around me and I think about it, and except for prayer, there's nothing to give. That's what you can do. Pray that the Creator will open their eyes, that they'll understand that they have to change themselves.
I would do once every 6 months a world convention in some country, send everyone to connection, those who are working for the country, send them to the convention, do joy and happiness for them to come back, share and give examples to each country.
Just like a person goes to work every day and at the end of the month gets a salary, from the salary has all kinds of debts he has to pay. So I have like a social salary. As much as a person invests in society, he'll get money, and the less, like if he invests in hatred, so he gets a fine.
I wanted to ask Rav a question here. Sometimes it seems like nature is so heavy, like a high mountain, where 1,000 wars won't change it. And like Baal HaSulam says, that only after the Third World War or Fourth, we will conclude the process. And are we here for
להזרים את החישנה?
For streaming the in haste, the Achashena, and it's simply upon us? How is this expressed, and how will we come to that? How did you say, Shai?
That someone will cause suffering to the other.
Oh, yes. That's what we need to emphasize to humanity.
Dear friends, announcements for the end. Today at 7, the show Shevet Achim will be in Hebrew. We'll send a link and you're welcome to connect. Today's schedule. So noon, the lesson with Rav, and we'll end with a song.
Still of the night, a whisper of love awakens inside. Somewhere in the dark there's a flame, a light in our hearts guiding us through the pain. Years of chasing after the wind, but the treasures of life are hidden within. Answer will come down from above, piecing all of the world in one vision of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of life. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of love.
rises with the sun. From the silence he came and calls everyone. Night is here, we stand with one voice. A time to give thanks, a time to rejoice. Everything is clear to see, and the walls are no more between them and me. Together in this ocean of love, in the depths of the heart, united as one. From the hearts we sing one song, all voices as one, in the rhythm of love. And from the hearts we sing one song, all voices as one, in